In charity, we are called to pray for and to release the souls in purgatory, not to release one. In the words of St. Leonard of Port Maurice, you can say with confidence that heaven is mine because of that incredible act of charity. Now imagine if you were to release millions, specifically 5 millions, not just in your lifetime, but in a period of 2 weeks. That's exactly what happened to this incredible priest as revealed to him by Jesus himself. We're going to hear about that in his own words. If you'd like to support this channel in any way, please do so through Buy Me a Coffee. Now, the only thing I know about Father John Iacono is that he's a priest from Sydney. If you know more about him, please put down in the comments more information so we could learn who this priest is. Let's hear what he has to say and then unpack this incredible experience that he had.
And I was asking, pleading the Lord. I said, Lord, please take me now, take me now, take me now. And people around the world, Argentina, Uruguay, Brazil, Italy, Philippines, were saying, not now, not now, not now. And they're still praying, not now, not now, not now. I'm still here, not now, I'm still here. And so even just to get out of bed, I needed 2 people, 3 nurses, and I had to have an oxygen cylinder to go around. And so then, even though I was in pain, I wanted to go, but I said to the Lord, if my pain and suffering can you be of any use, I offer up for the souls in purgatory. And then at the end of the 2 weeks, in the Garden of Gethsemane, Jesus revealed to me, he said, because of your pain and suffering, you have released 5 million souls from purgatory. That's the power of suffering. When we accept it, thank God for it, we can be very redemptive.
You heard that right. 5 million souls for 2 weeks of suffering. If you know me, you know that I love to do the math. So I immediately thought, how many souls is that per minute of suffering? And it's specifically 248.01587302. Unbelievable that for now. Okay. It depends on the person. And possibly this is a priest who loved Jesus Christ, suffered, gave it to him, was completely patient in his suffering. So presuming that you're suffering to the best of your ability, he was releasing nearly 250 souls from purgatory per minute. Now we know that the many ways that we can release them through the Mass, through prayer, through acts of charity, through indulgences, but this is unbelievably powerful. Now, it obviously will differ for each one of us depending on the suffering. We don't know. I didn't know what he was suffering. That was part of a larger interview that he was having. I'll try to link that in the description. But suffering is one of the most powerful ways that we can help the souls in purgatory. And what's amazing about it is we don't have to seek it out. We don't even need to ask God for more of it, which if you're going to seek out suffering, you should do that with the help of a spiritual director, which are hard to find. So we normally shouldn't intentionally seek out suffering. If we ask God for suffering, it's different because we're asking God and God can discern what's appropriate for us, and whatever he gives us, we can trust that it's appropriate for what we need as long as it doesn't interfere with our daily life and our vocation and all those things. Although nowadays we tend to be incredibly cowardly in terms of suffering. When you read, for instance, the Irish penitentials, if you want to learn more about what the heck those are, comment down below. These are the penances that the early Irish priest would give to their penitents. I found these one time and they're incredible, incredible amounts of penance that they would give to people who would come to confession. So people used to suffer a lot more than we do now, but even not seeking it out, not asking God for more, we have lots of suffering that we go through in our daily life. Most of my audience is in their 40s, 50s, 60s, and 70s. You already have suffering in your life. It's already there, given to you as a gift, free from God, from life. So the question is, how do you use that in the way that this priest did? Some of you are suffering incredibly. Some of you have chronic pain. Some of you are suffering because of relationships. Some of you are suffering in dark nights because of all types of reasons, but all of it can be used for the souls in purgatory. Now, these are at least 3 main ways that we can offer it up. These are kind of the sort of traditional ways. There's no formula for how to do it, so don't put rules where there aren't, but these are the three traditional ways. The first one would be by being consecrated to the Blessed Mother. It's generally presumed that you're giving her everything and she could dispose of it how she wants. Ask Our Lady, if you're consecrated to her, to use your sufferings for the souls in purgatory. So if you're consecrated to Our Lady, you don't necessarily even need to ask her every day. By that one act of consecration, you've signed it over. It's over and done. You've given it to her, but you can, out of your own devotion, ask her every day, Blessed Mother, use my suffering for the souls in purgatory. The second way, the morning offering. Many of you do this, and this is a morning offering prayer. There's various versions of this. Find one that speaks to your spirituality, to your heart, or one that you're perhaps already doing, where you're offering everything to the Lord. That is a second powerful way for you to offer your suffering. And then the last one, maybe less used, people are sometimes afraid of it. It's the heroic act where you're offering everything specifically for the souls in purgatory. You're offering all of your merits for them. You're giving it all. You're signing it all away. Even the prayers that people will pray for you after you die. There are various versions of the heroic act of charity, but that's sort of a third way. So those are three sort of kind of official ways out there. In his own words, accepting it, thanking God for it, and then giving it to Jesus or to the Blessed Mother, saying, please use this for the souls in purgatory. So that's how we do it. A second thing to be aware of is sometimes suffering can incur in us trauma. I had a great conversation with a friend of mine that he told me how to release that. And it's like I knew this, but he put it in words where it made it so much more clear. This is what you do. Unite whatever suffering you do. We should always do this, but unite whatever suffering you do to the sufferings of Jesus at Mass, because Mass is the representation of his death on Calvary. It's like an open portal to Calvary itself, like you're going back in time and you can access it. And so you unite your suffering to his for them. Now, when you do that, what's incredible is in your suffering, you're no longer a victim, but now you become a sacrifice. What's the difference? A victim is someone who passively receives suffering outside their own will. They don't want it to happen, and they can experience it as traumatic, because whenever we experience difficult things and it's against our will, it shocks your emotional and spiritual system. And you can feel like a victim. You could take on a victim identity, all of which is horrible. It's not good. It's not a great experience. When it's a sacrifice, it's like in the words of Jesus, something of what he says. He says, I lay down my life freely. I'm in control. I'm choosing to do this. I want this suffering. I willingly and courageously take this on for this purpose as an offering to God. Now, when you do that at every Mass that you go to, you can and should do this. You unite your sufferings to Jesus. How? Simply by saying, Jesus, I give to you these sufferings. I unite them with you, with the sacrifice, and you offer it up. At what point in the Mass can you do this? There's a particular prayer that the priest says, and it's something like, pray, brothers and sisters, that my sacrifice and yours may be acceptable to God, the Almighty Father. At that point, our tithe, among other things, along with our sufferings, he's saying that our sacrifice, presumably united to the sufferings of Jesus, can then be offered. That's the point, really, at which you do it. And then it's, so to speak, completed when you receive the Eucharist and you offer the Eucharist for the souls in purgatory along with your sufferings. And that is incredibly, incredibly fruitful. There at a rate of, for this priest in his case, 1 minute, 250 souls could be released. For you, it could be maybe less, maybe even more, because perhaps the suffering you're going through is so incredibly difficult. Do not make this mistake. In some other book, I forget where and exactly how it said, but they said that many come to God empty-handed because it is not presumed that what you go through is offered to God. You must use those words. You must use it in your will. You must offer it to God. If you do not offer your sufferings to God, it's not offered. He respects your free will, even if it was in ignorance, and it's of no value. Don't let that happen. Can you offer your past sufferings? Of course. Anything past and present and perhaps even future, that's the point of the consecrations, you are willing that suffering to be given to Jesus, uniting it to his suffering so that it has more value, and then offered for the souls in purgatory. Do not waste your sufferings that you already have. Now, if you want to ask God for more, discern that, and God will give you whatever is appropriate for you. My friends, this is powerful stuff. Do not waste your sufferings. It can help the souls in purgatory incredibly and impart so much more meaning to your suffering than it has now. My friends, I do want to make you aware of a sponsor of this channel. He has two things that he does that are incredible. The first one is purgatoryproject.org, where you can register your souls in purgatory so that you and others can pray for them. Think of it like Facebook for the souls in purgatory. Really quite beautiful site. The second thing that he has is a Rosary app for iOS or Android, the Rosary Experience application, where it has many videos and pictures to help you pray the Rosary with much less distraction. Check it out. Quite beautiful. Please subscribe and like this video and support this channel through Buy Me a Coffee. I will see you in the next one.